dwelling on wedge issues rather than focusing on real solutions. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, recently, Representative Emanuel Cleaver, a Democrat from Missouri, recently claimed that the Republicans' failure to extend long-term unemployment benefits to Americans is vulgar. He also said that, unfortunately, we have a lot of people in elective office who are not willing to help those who are in trouble, and the recovery has been good for Wall Street. He went on to say that 1% of the American people has benefited or had 95% of the recovery, and 95% of the public has had no recovery at all. Now, either Democrat Representative Emanuel Cleaver is rather naive or purposely deceptive. First of all, no nation in the history of planet Earth has helped those suffering from economic hardships, either in this country or around the world, than the United States of America. Second of all, no group of people has fought against the implementation of economic principles which would reignite economic growth and prosperity than Democrats, particularly the 70 communists who reside in the Congress. To simply clamor for the extension of unemployment benefits while refusing to support economic growth is helping to set the nation up for an economic collapse and eliminating the ability to help anyone. We the people are still waiting for President Obama to approve the Keystone Pipeline, which the United States State Department has recognized would create possibly 42,000 jobs. A few years ago, I proposed on a page from the Edwards Notebook and to a few representatives to push for the lowering of the United States corporate tax rate and always keep it just below the lowest rate of any major economic competitor around the world. If implemented when first proposed, our nation would now be experiencing massive economic growth and scads of new jobs. But that idea went nowhere, just like most good ideas which would increase real opportunities. So if Representative Cleaver and others sincerely want to help unemployed Americans, perhaps reestablishing America as the land of opportunity, as opposed to the land of wedge issues like unemployment benefits. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French.
Shall not be in French. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
As we come back to you in the second hour on a Monday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Every time there's a shooting or any time there's something happening in the government, they're always looking for people to talk about it. I get tapped to do that, and from time to time, other people, more often than me, as a matter of fact, other people get tapped to do that. Joining me from freedom.com is attorney Mark Victor. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing about as good as could be expected. You know, it's Monday, you know how that goes.
Glad to hear that. By the way, just so you know, my website is attorneyforfreedom.com because
okay.
I'm an attorney.
Very good. Attorneyforfreedom.com. I would imagine that you get called on a lot as an expert testimonial person whenever there's one of these big shootings that occur, like East La Vista, like Aurora, and everything else. Typically, with what you I love it when I go on the air with somebody who is looking for a reason to grab a gun. How often do you get to deal with people like that?
All the time. You know, and I wish, Bill, I wish we'd just be honest about this stuff. Instead of saying, look, there's this particular shooting, let's talk about all the details of it, I wish we could just step back and say, let's just be honest about it. You don't want Americans to have guns. Can we just start there? I mean, I think peaceful people ought to be able to have guns. You think peaceful people should not have guns. Let's just start with that premise rather than wait for every time there's some problem with a gun to go up and then try to sort of cram that into the best example for either side. Because, look, there's always going to be examples of people who misuse rights. I mean, you tell me the right, and I'll find somebody who has misused it, right? So we ought to just be honest about what we're talking about. And really, my preference would be to take a step back even further from that and say, how about this? I don't claim the right to control other people. You do. You want to control other people. You want to tell them how to run their lives. Because, Bill, see, I think this gun issue really isn't all that different than so many other freedom issues. They're really the same. The question is, who's in charge? You or someone else in charge of you and your body and your rights and your life and your money and all those types of things? I really think they're all the same issues.
You know, one of the things that I really, and I like the way you put that. I really do. That I had to mute the mic for just so I could snicker out loud. When they're doing this, though, the thing that kills me the most about it is that when they're doing this, they ignore what happens in jurisdictions like Chicago. Every weekend, I mean, the weekend that East La Vista happened, there was 39 shootings in Chicago. And why they're even pointing out East La Vista to me, I mean, this kid was hell-bent to create as much damage as he could. It wasn't just the gun. I mean, I don't know. If somebody's going to murder me, I don't know if I'm going to give the moral high ground to somebody that just bludgeons me and stabs me to death because they didn't use a gun.
Right. But, you know, I think we have problems sort of coming to grips with aspects of reality, Bill. I mean, for starters, I think that we need to understand that really is, with all our security and everything we got for surveillance and technology, if somebody is hell-bent on killing you, they're probably going to be able to do it, especially if they're willing to give up their life to make that happen. And there really just isn't much you can do about that. Even if you carry a gun and you're fully armed and you're fully trained and you're trained in the martial arts and all this and that, if somebody comes up behind you and knocks you in the head with a baseball bat, that's going to be the end. And there's not much you can do about that. That's just a fact. It's a sad fact of reality. So I don't think there's really that much that we could ever do about trying to stop crazy people from doing crazy things. I mean, to me, a great example of that is, you know, if you look at the prison system, okay, here's a system where everyone's under lockdown, everything's under surveillance, you got guards, people don't have much of any type of rights at all, and yet you can't stop the drug war, and you can't stop violence, and you can't stop killings, and you can't stop all kinds of things. So we need to come to grips with that, and we need to start dealing with the real underlying problems, the things that are actually causing conflict in our world, rather than just trying to treat the symptoms. It's the same thing in the medical world. We're so focused on the symptoms, we don't get to the causes, and it's the same thing with all this violence in our world. We need to get to the causes of the problem instead of just looking at the symptoms.
Well, I mean, I look at the we've got the spree shooter that gets all kinds of press, and then we've got the kind of violence that happens in places like Chicago, which is gang on gang. And those are two separate issues as far as getting to the root causes. Do you think it in order to get to the root cause, that in these areas where liberals hold such power over the people that live in their jurisdiction, that this would, they don't do it because it would be an admission of their policy's failure?
Look, I think both the liberals and the conservatives are to blame here. And the reality is they're not all that much different to me. You know, to me, when I talk about root causes of problems, I'm talking about things like respecting the rights of other people. We have strayed so far from that in America. I mean, look, both the liberals and the conservatives have agreed to the position that the government has a right to trespass on you. You don't have any sovereignty. You're not a sovereign sort of individual. You're not in charge of yourself. You're not responsible for yourself. We can trespass all over you. And so now they're just fighting about in what ways the government is going to trespass all over you. I think we need to get away from that. If you want to talk about violence in society, look at how much violence is perpetrated by the government. I mean, they're the biggest merchants of violence there is in our society. And so, look, we just had a situation here in Phoenix where I am. It's just another one of these ridiculous drug war situations where the police are smashing down a front door because they're afraid someone inside's got drugs, and they throw one of these flash grenades inside, and the grenade lands right inside where a baby is, and it explodes in the baby's face. So to protect this baby from the horrors of the dad having some kind of drugs inside, they permanently cripple this kid who's now in the hospital in Phoenix, all because they're trying to chase down drugs in somebody's house, which really was a peaceful activity to begin with. So we need to deal with the root causes of this stuff. We need to say, look, we're at war with violence. Let's try to decrease the total amount of violence in our society. And it's not okay violence just because it comes from the government.
Are you by chance familiar, and I only became aware of this this weekend because I've been reading a book, are you by chance familiar with the first time legislatively that the American government came out with the term Castle Doctrine?
You know, I'm familiar with the doctrine. I don't know legislatively when they've come out with it. And, you know, it's sort of an interesting concept. We talk about it in Arizona sometimes. And as you know, we're probably one of the most gun-friendly states in the nation. But we as lawyers like to talk about it as you don't have a legal duty to retreat. That's right. Sort of how we say it in the lawyer world here. And I speak often at the Crossroads Gun Show, which, as you may know, is one of the largest. It's certainly the largest gun show in Arizona. I think it may be the largest gun show in the United States. And I speak at the Crossroads Gun Show here in terms of gun safety. You know, not the physical aspects of staying safe, but the legal aspects of staying safe. And we talk about what people refer to as the Castle Doctrine, or sometimes, you know, because of the case out of Florida, the Zimmerman case, they talk about it as the Stand Your Ground Law, which, of course, had nothing to do with that case in the first place. But Yeah, we talk about that all the time.
When we get back, I want to tell you about where the Castle Doctrine originated, because it speaks to the core of what you have been describing. And I'd like to get your take on it as an attorney that fights these kinds of cases. Before we go to break, how can people find out what you do and how to get in touch with you?
I'm super easy to get a hold of. Just go to attorneyforfreedom.com. Or even if you just put my name, Mark Victor, into Google, I come right up.
I hear you. When we get back, we're going to talk to Mark about something I discovered over the weekend. Very titillating when you consider it. This speaks to the heart of what he just described that happened in Phoenix. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
Own a gun. The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan, here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Monday, as the voice cracks on the rejoinder. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to attorney Mark Victor. You can find him at attorneyforfreedom.com. Mark, I read this weekend that in the colonial days, they came out with the Castle Doctrine to make sure that people were secure within their homes and to ensure that the government would never kick in their door without first announcing who they were, what their intention was, and what their purpose for being there was. Doesn't that seem sort of ironic considering the way they do things today?
Well, you know, they don't come out and say it doesn't exist anymore, and you're talking about this sort of knock before you smash the door down concept here. They don't say it doesn't exist anymore. It does exist. It's just like all your rights. Yeah, they exist, but there are exceptions to virtually everything. And, you know, in today's world where the government, you know, the jurisdiction of the government has pretty much overrun the jurisdiction of the individual in every area, yeah, police have to knock before they enter your house, except, you know, this time and that time and the next time. And really, they've made it so there's virtually no remedy if they fail to knock and wait before they enter. So as a practical matter, yeah, under the law, we would say that, yes, there still is a requirement to knock before you smash the door down when you have a warrant, but it doesn't happen hardly at all because police don't have much of an incentive to abide by that rule. And, you know, the courts, it's just like the Fourth Amendment. Yeah, you have a right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures, but, of course, you know, the government decides what's reasonable, not you. And they've decided pretty much anything that the government wants to do is reasonable. And so there you have it. What you have is the encroaching of a police state, and it's our fault. We as citizens have allowed all of this to happen. It's not just in the gun area. The gun area is one of the many areas of our rights where we are guilty of allowing the government to just simply trample all over us. If you go back and you look at the Declaration of Independence and you take a look at the long train of abuses that King George III was perpetrating against the colonists, it sure doesn't look so bad to me compared to what we got today.
Well, it was a simpler time then, wasn't it, Mark? in regards to this Phoenix incident, okay, the original Castle Doctrine was actually enacted to fortify the Third Amendment for some reason, but in this violation of the Fourth Amendment. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. When they the stated purpose, as I understand it, in the description of why you do no-knock raids, is either because the people inside are so violent that it will curtail the amount of violence that will come from trying to arrest them. That's one. Or two, it's to keep them from destroying evidence. Am I right on that?
You're exactly right on point. It's always one of those two justifications. And officer safety is always something that's invoked by the government. And look, I mean, everybody's in favor of you know, keeping officers safe, but what's happened is this concept of officer safety has expanded to a ridiculous proportion where virtually anything can be done in the name of officer safety. And then, you know, in the drug war, it always comes back to the drug war when you're looking at your Fourth Amendment rights. And this arose from, I guess, reasonable concerns. You know, people inside with drugs would realize that the police are at the door knocking and they would flush the drugs down the toilet. So now this is a concern. So the police say, well, gee, you know, if we knock, the evidence is going to be gone, so we need to smash the door down and charge in there before they have an opportunity to flush the drugs down the toilet. I mean, I think if people understood the incredible amount of rights and security and privacy that they have lost over this endless pursuit for things like the green leafy substance that, you know, fortunately is going to be legal here in America very soon. And, you know, regardless of what you think about it, I think we're all going to be safer, at least in our rights against unreasonable searches and seizures, when this pursuit of the green leafy substance finally ends. If people understood this better, I think that they would be more outraged and would have called for an end to the drug war even sooner.
Well, they didn't learn from Prohibition. Isn't that a faded memory.
Isn't that shocking, Bill? I mean, it wasn't that long ago. It's easy to find out about what happened during the alcohol prohibition times. And we look back at that now. You know, I've said this in court on many occasions. As I'm standing in court and I'm saying to the judge, I say, Judge, one day we're going to look back at these types of cases and think of it like we would think of putting the Budweiser or the Miller driver in prison for many years. And we'd be embarrassed about this. You know, but for some reason, you're right. We have a very short memory in America. And I don't know if it's that we're just more focused on video games now and less focused on history, or the school hasn't done a very good job, which, of course, is not surprising given that we've allowed the government to run all the schools. I mean, it really comes back to the same thing.
Yeah, what bothers me most about the no-knock raid, like the one in Phoenix, like the one in L.A. County not too long ago, With a no-knock raid, when you have made entry into the building, why do they need, you know, in urban warfare training when I was in the military, what happened in Phoenix is what you do. You throw a grenade in the room, and then you sweep the room. And in combat, you're not worried about who you're hitting because you're in combat. But these guys were not in combat. And once, I mean, could it be said that once they've made entry into the room, made entry into the house, and they're deploying throughout the house, they have gained pretty much situational control over that where they don't continue? I mean, does somebody's private property, as many times as they get these warrants wrong, does anybody's private property damage, does that ever come into consideration? Personal damage, like to this baby that was just laying in a crib that was almost incinerated?
Well, I sure hope there's going to be a lawsuit there, and you know, but it may not be successful because these things are so well accepted. You know, I think this is all part of the militarization of the local police. I mean, Bill, when you and I were growing up, I think you could honestly make the case that, you know, the police officer was probably more of your friend than a bad guy. You know, this is somebody you could go to for help and somebody who would be on your side, could recognize you as a good guy. And, you know, I can remember as a kid getting in trouble. I remember as a little kid, I was in Massachusetts growing up and fireworks were illegal there. And somehow I came into possession of a huge pile of them and my brother and I were blowing them off. And, you know, the police officers, you know, came and saw us with all these fireworks. And he caught us with it, and he said, you know what, drive your bike home. And he followed us, and he went home, and he gave it all to my mom, and he turned the whole situation over to my mom. And my mom, of course, turned it over to my dad, and then we paid the price with my dad. We didn't go to juvenile court. There weren't any crimes on our record. We didn't have to see a judge. There was none of that stuff. Who knows if I would have even been able to go to law school today or if I would have had a juvenile record. You know, but in today's world, I see these crazy, even crazier cases all the time. I got a case, and, you know, Bill, this is the absolute truth. You won't believe it, but this past week, I had this kid come into my office. He's a high school senior. Days before graduation, a couple of buddies picked him up in a two-seater car. They didn't have a room for him. He was the third guy. He sat on sort of the trunk for about 5 minutes. He rolled off. He hit his finger. So he went to the school nurse looking for help. He said, hey, I hurt my finger. The school nurse says, how did that happen? And the guy says, well, you know, I was sitting on this car and I fell off. So what does the school nurse do? She rats him out to the police officer who's at the school. The police officer comes and cites my guy with a crime out of the city code for failing to, you know, sit in a proper seat in a car. And now this kid and the parents, who's an AP honor student, just graduated high school, is on his way to college, has got to deal with a misdemeanor offense for this. I mean, it seems like there's no common sense anymore. We're in a police state, and everybody's got to be charged with a crime for everything. And it just seems always the answer, and it's the same in the gun world, whatever happens, the answer is, let's pass new legislation that'll fix it. It's, you know, just to make an analogy to the gun world, we already got laws against people taking guns and shooting other people. We got tons of them.
Hang on for me, Mark. We'll continue this on the other side. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. It's your last call of sorrow.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. On the phone with Mark Victor, attorney for freedom.com. Did I get that right?
You did.
Okay, good, because all of a sudden everything just left my mind. Let me ask you a question. We were talking about the police state in which we exist. Do you think, I have read from people that I respect out there, that one of the reasons for this militarization of the police and their changing tactics from community policing like you were describing when you were a child versus what we get today with the them, you know, segregated from us in a car, on a radio, on a laptop. Do you think that there's a lot of people that think they're militarizing because you can't use the, you know, posse comitatus, that you can't use the military in police action in the United States? What do you think?
Oh, I don't know if that's the reason. You know, I think that, you know, I saw that one of your listeners was sort of putting up on the board here basically a question. Says, what do we do about this police state? And I think it comes back to always the hearts and minds of the people in the community in which you live. I think that's, you know, that's, if you want to combat the police state, you have to have a revolution, one like the founders of our country had. They, when they talked about the revolution, they weren't referring to the military action. They were referring to a revolution of thought. It was a different way of thinking about the relationship between the individual and the state. That's what we need to have again in the United States. That none of this stuff is going to change until we win the hearts and minds of our neighbors, of the people in our community, and they start thinking differently about really the state. Right now, we look to the state to fix everything. Like, take this for the example of the latest shooting. There's a shooting that occurs. We're upset about it. Let's go to the government and get some new legislation passed. Look at the VA situation, right? The veterans need health care. Let's create a big, huge VA, create a single-payer system, and let's run it. Let's have the government solve the problem. All of these areas where we turn to the government to solve our problems, whether it's health care, whether it's schooling, whether it's any of these various problems in society, we need to think differently about it. We need to take responsibility for our own freedom. We need to start elevating the rights of the individual and the pursuit of freedom and peace as more important than this notion of security and, law and order from top down. We need to start thinking more about bottom up. That's where freedom comes from. And until we can start winning the hearts and minds of our neighbors, none of this stuff is going to change. You just can't look to the government. I mean, show me in history where a government has ever voluntarily said, you know, we're too big, we're too authoritarian, we're controlling too much of the economy. We need to voluntarily downsize. I mean, where has that happened?
I'm trying to think. I'm not coming up with much of nothing.
It just doesn't work that way. It just doesn't. What happens is the people decide for themselves at some point, hopefully, that, you know what, too much power has gone to the state, and we need to take it back. And, you know, our elected representatives, these morons who are in Congress and in the White House, they didn't just drop in out of the sky. They wound up there as a result of our neighbors voting them in. That's how they got there.
One of the things I've done, I like the bottom-up approach. One of the things I did when I started this show was I approached local law enforcement and just started meeting them, you know, not calling them up saying, hey, I'm Bill the Gun Guy, and listen, I have guns, and, you know, I'm going to be carrying guns. You know, I just got out there and met them. And now I like to think, at least with my local municipal department, I lift weights with a bunch of them. They know me, and they know that I'm not a wingnut. And if they get called, you know, we were talking about doing some promotional shots out in the woods behind my house. And I didn't know how my neighbors were going to take it if I kitted up and went out there with an AR-15 and a secondary weapon and all this other stuff. So I talked to them first. So they know that I'm not out there doing that. Is that the kind of thing you're talking about, getting out there and creating a relationship with your local law enforcement?
I think it's a really, really good start. I do. I think that, I think that people, I think there is no central plan for freedom. Central planning just doesn't work. It doesn't work in economics, and it doesn't work as a plan for freedom. And people are, you know, they're different. We're suited differently. Some people maybe are best to run for office. Some people are best to talk to their neighbors. Some people should write articles and do other things. And so people have talents and skills that they need to use in this sort of fight for freedom. And it's an ongoing fight. You never win. You know, the tendency of government is always to expand and want more and more power. You got to be vigilant or you lose your rights. That's just how it works. And so we've been asleep at the switch in terms of people in the United States. We call ourselves the land of the free, and we're great at singing songs about that. But, I mean, the truth of it is, and I'll say it, that the reality of the thing is we are not the land of the free anymore. I mean, how can we possibly be the land of the free at the same time we're the land of the incarcerated? I mean, how is that possible, Bill? We lock up more people in our country than any other country on the planet. So how can we both at the same time be the land of the incarcerated and the land of the free? I think we need to start facing facts and facing reality. We've been asleep at the switch too long. We have not been vigilant in watching our rights and to guarding our rights in terms of liberty, and we've lost them. And we need to start getting more engaged in terms of getting activated. And one of the things that I would say, and I talk to the gun guys all the time, Like I said, I speak to the Crossroads Gun Show. I speak to gun groups on a regular basis. But, you know, I also talk to the marijuana groups, and I talk to the gay groups, and I talk to the biker groups. And everybody's got their own little issue that they're interested in. And one of the big points that I make when I speak to all these groups is these issues are really all the same question. Who's in charge of how you want to live, you or somebody else? And I'm always advocating, some people say, Mark is a gun guy. And to some extent, they're correct about that. I support the rights of peaceful people to basically do whatever they want so long as they're peaceful. And that includes the right to have a gun. That's fine. But these are all the same issues to me. We need to think a little bit more globally and start advocating for the rights of other people to do things that we ourselves do not do, maybe don't even like, maybe even would personally discourage other people from doing, but that are peaceful nonetheless. I mean, if you want a free society, you got to do the heavy lifting of freedom, which means supporting the rights of other people to peacefully do things that you don't do. We need to get to that point as Americans, or we don't deserve the freedom. We just don't deserve it.
I want to ask you, and we got about two and a half minutes left in the segment, I think. In truth, all of these laws they come out with, they're never effective at stopping people from crossing the line, are they? I mean, they really are nothing. They don't really deter anybody, do they?
No. And, you know, in my undergraduate studies, I studied justice studies, which is criminal justice at Arizona State. And really what you find is passing legislation doesn't really do very much in terms of deterring crime. It just doesn't. I mean, increasing the severity of the punishment, increasing prison sentences doesn't really have any deterrent effect. Even increasing the swiftness of the punishment, saying, okay, we're going to get you to trial really fast, that doesn't help. The only thing that helps really is the certainty that somebody is going to be apprehended, but it's very difficult to increase that. And so the reality of the thing is you got to get to your neighbor and get to their mindset. The reality of the thing is most people really aren't bad guys. You know, most people basically don't want to violate the rights of other people. You're dealing with a very small percentage of people. And so, you know, it's kind of, I feel like sometimes I'm in kindergarten. One person does something wrong and now everybody's got to be punished as a result. And that's how I feel every time somebody does something stupid with a gun, and it happens all the time and it's going to keep happening no matter what the law is. There will always be people who are either mentally ill and are doing things for that reason, or are just stupid or antisocial or something like that, or they're acting in the heat of passion. There will always be people like that who will always do things that are bad and antisocial. Should everybody suffer as a result of that is the question. I mean, I see the same thing with a car, right? I mean, people get drunk and drive cars down the road and they kill other people, and that's a horrible thing. I certainly don't mean to make light of that, but should we say nobody can have cars as a result of that because somebody did something wrong with a car?
Well, they never think in that case. You know, cars have social utility. We're getting ready to go on into the last break. One more time, tell people how they can find Mark Victor.
You can just go to Attorney for Freedom. It's attorney and then forfreedom.com.
Yeah, when we get back, I want to talk about the blunt hammer that legislation can be, especially in the case of this East La Vista case. All that when we get back. Mark Victor, attorneyforfreedom.com. Last time this hour, I give it back to RBN on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
Come back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to attorney Mark Victor from attorneyforfreedom.com. Mark, one of the things that I see, and this is to your point, that too many people look to government to solve the problem. Now, in California, as it is everywhere else, it's illegal to kill people, period. And in the case of, they've also lumped up, illegal to kill people with guns and all these other things. Now, some of the things that they're calling for, because they missed this guy, he fell through the cracks. The cops could have stopped this guy if they'd wanted to a month before he ever carried out his attack. But now they're calling for mental health screening. They're talking about misogynistic websites should be reined in. Some people out there are blaming some Seth Rogen movie as motivating him to do this. When they've done everything that makes the act itself illegal, and the people cry to the government to do something, the government really is not the place to go for that, because they really go way overboard with this, don't they?
Well, absolutely, and you know, ignoring for the second that they're just completely ineffective at stopping this kind of stuff, it's really unfair to ask the government to create a utopia. I mean, that's really what people are wanting here. And like I said at the beginning, I mean, if bad guys want to do bad things, they'll do it, whether it's a gun or a knife or a car or poison or a baseball bat. I mean, there are endless ways that people can do bad things if they're set on it. I mean, or an airplane, right? I mean, we had bad guys that took an airplane and did bad things and killed 3,000 people. So, you know, it's interesting when you sort of look at this. This, to me, illustrates some of the Santa Barbara case, illustrates some things. I mean, this is a guy who, I am told anyways, did bad things with a knife before he did bad things with a gun. He did these things in California, which is, you know, more of the enlightened gun control crowd. I mean, he was in a gun-free zone. He wasn't supposed to have a gun. The guy passed a background check, I guess. I mean, he went through and the government looked at him and blessed him to have a gun. So, you know, and of course these things always end the same way, which is when some, you know, a good guy with a gun shows up to stop the bad guy with a gun. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's like arguing that, it's the same thing with the drug war. It's like trying to argue that you're going to stop this thing when people in prison are getting them. I mean, you can lock us down like a prison society and bad guys are still going to do bad things. Who wants to live in a society like that? I'd much rather live in a free society with the full knowledge that bad guys are going to be able to do bad things. And so let's focus more on trying to create a society where people respect the rights of other people more than they do right now. I really think that would get us more to the cause of solving some of these problems than just, you know, trying to treat the symptoms, which is exactly how I feel, you know, in the healthcare. We see parade after parade after parade of here's the latest prescription drug to treat the latest illness that we've got. Let's deal with the causes of some of these problems. But, you know, as we all know, Bill, there's no money in solving the cause of the problem and lots of money in treating the symptoms.
Blumenthal out of Connecticut, where they're enjoying mass defiance on their gun control regime, by the way. He was the first one. He popped up on TV like that weekend that it happened, pushing for background checks, which Rogers passed, bans on assault weapons, which he didn't use a rifle, and limits on magazine capacity. And he used 41 10-round California legal magazines. Is that kind of talking point, does that kind of action occur because so many in the United States today are, as you say, asleep at the switch?
You know, I think that that's true. I do. I also think that, you know, just as a communication point, I don't think people are going to listen to other people unless and until they first feel like they're understood. And I don't think that each side is understanding the other side, which is why, you know, at the beginning I said, let's just be honest about it. I mean, I'd like to say to the other side, look, you just don't want, you're uncomfortable with other Americans having guns. Let's just get that out there. You don't want other Americans to have guns. Can we agree on that? Let's get them to just say yes on it so we understand each other. And then, and I can say, look, I'm going to advocate for peaceful people to have guns. I feel safer when peaceful people have guns, but let's say both of us have, you know, legitimate moral positions or something. I think it comes down to the one most important question, which is, what right do I have to tell my neighbor how to live his or her life if they're being peaceful? What right do I have to tell them things? And to me, you gotta start right there. And like I've said, that's the question that ties all of these issues together, and we don't ask it enough because we all assume that we have a right to tell our neighbor how to live their lives, and we're just fighting over what things we should impose on our neighbors. That, to me, is the root of the problem.
Well, it you know, I look at a lot of things that they want to do, the liberals. And conservatives, I fully agree with you that sometimes they get in bed all the way up to their chins with the covers with the liberals. But when I look at green energy or gun control or anything else, all these things that they say are going to make my life so much better usually involves severely restricting my liberty and telling me what I'm going to do and what I'm not going to do, to right down to the action of what I'm going to buy, how I'm going to use it, where I can use it, how much of it I can have. that's become the new normal, hasn't it? I mean, so many people are disconnected with politics today that they don't want to get involved in it. So they just let it happen, and then they wake up one day and they're like, what happened?
Yeah. You know, I think that Mayor Bloomberg is a good one to look at in this regard to kind of make this point, because people who know me well are kind of shocked when they hear me come out and say, you know, I agree with Mayor Bloomberg, at least on this point. When Mayor Bloomberg comes out and says, you know, these big sugary soda drinks and these giant, you know, I don't know, 60-ounce containers, these are really bad for you. He and I are absolutely lockstep in total agreement on that point. We both think you shouldn't drink them. Where we differ, however, is a complete what to do about it. Mayor Bloomberg thinks that because, you know, at the time he said this, he was involved in the government, he was the mayor of New York, that he can impose that decision on his fellow Americans. That's where Mayor Bloomberg and I disagree. And I like to make this point because I think that we need to get past the notion of we agree that soda pop is bad for you. Let's get past that. We agree. The bigger and more important question, the question that freedom hinges on, is what to do about it. I sit back and accept the concept that my neighbor can choose to ingest these horribly bad, big sugary soda drinks, and I don't have any right to tell them, to force them not to. I can try to persuade them, and I will do my best to try to talk to my neighbors and my friends not to consume this stuff. But at the end of the day, I respect their rights as fellow Americans to run their lives however they choose, so long as they're peaceful. The only thing I would add to it is I don't want to pay their health care bills at the end of the day when they suffer all those health problems either. I think they should not be able to subsidize the cost of their activities on their neighbors either. And I don't understand, Bill, why this is so confusing to my fellow Americans. Why can't we just say, look, it's really simple. Bill's in charge of Bill. Mark is in charge of Mark. As long as we're peaceful, we don't get to hit each other over the head and force each other into living our lives in ways we each think the other ought to live. We don't get to do that. Why is that so confusing? Isn't that what we were all taught in kindergarten? It's called mind your business.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, like I said, I call what we live in today the new normal, because so many people have just accepted it. Check it out. We're about to run out of time. I'd like to, I will be touching base with Jill so I can get you back on, because this was outstanding. I loved it. As a matter of fact, I'm going to use your opening as part of an archive, something I'm about to start. So one more time, tell people how they can find you and what you do.
I'm easy to get a hold of, Bill. You can just find me at my website, which is Attorney for Freedom. It's Attorney F-O-R Freedom. After meeting me, Bill, what else could it be besides Attorney for Freedom, right?
Well, I'm sure you stay pretty busy.
You know, I fight the government for people, and there's no shortage of cases where the government is encroaching. You know, I do criminal cases. I do lots of criminal cases, but and I do personal injury cases, and now I'm doing a lot of these civil rights cases where I got government out of control and police out of control, and we're suing. And, you know, at the end of the day, this is the way I would love to end my career someday, is doing nothing but suing the government at all levels for abuses.
Mark, thanks very much for taking the time to join me this morning.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Stay safe. Let's flip into the third hour on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.